EU's foreign policy chief says Iran is complying with the terms of the nuclear deal reached with the P5+1 group last year. Speaking after a meeting between the sides of the nuclear agreement, Federica Mogherini rejected accusations that Iran was breaching the nuclear accord through its missile launches. Iran's president says terrorism could spread from the Middle East to other parts of the world, urging the international community to actively engage in battle against terror. Speaking at a presser in New York, Hassan Rouhani also slammed Saudi Arabia's regional policies. Iraq's prime minister says the army will liberate the strategic city of Mosul from Daesh terrorists by the end of this year. Speaking at the UN General Assembly in New York, Haider al-Abadi said Daesh has committed genocide in Iraq and called for the eradication of the terrorist group. The Syrian army begins a fresh round of operations to clear terrorist remnants from the eastern part of the city of Aleppo. Syria's military called on civilians to avoid areas where militants are congregated, saying government forces have prepared corridors for those who want to leave eastern Aleppo. Amnesty International has slammed a decision by a Bahraini court to uphold an order dissolving the kingdom's main Shia opposition group, Al-Wafaq. The prominent rights group says the court's decision is, quote, a brazen attempt to suppress criticism of the government. Anti-police brutality protesters are marching for a third consecutive night in the U.S. city of Charlotte under a heavy security presence. North Carolina's governor has declared a state of emergency in the city. Charlotte's mayor has also signed a curfew order that's effective from midnight. A U.S. policewoman has been charged with first-degree manslaughter over the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man last week. Nigerian government forces have attacked peaceful protesters demanding the release of jailed Muslim cleric Sheikh Ibrahim al-Zakzaki. Police fired tear gas to disperse the protesters rallying in the capital Abuja. Sheikh Zakzaki, his wife and hundreds of Shia Muslims have been in custody since December 2015.